October 2, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The sphere of humiliation. If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Mark 9:22. After every time of exaltation, we are brought down with a sudden rush into things as they are, where it is neither beautiful nor poetic nor thrilling. The height of the mountaintop is measured by the drab drudgery of the valley. But it is in the valley that we have to live for the glory of God. We see his glory on the mount, but we never live for his glory there. It is in the sphere of humiliation that we find our true worth to God. That is where our faithfulness is revealed. Most of us can do things if we are always at the heroic pitch because of the natural selfishness of our hearts. But God wants us at the drab, commonplace pitch, where we live in the valley according to our personal relationship to him. Peter thought it would be a fine thing for them to remain on the mount, but Jesus Christ took the disciples down from the mount into the valley, the place where the meaning of the vision is explained. If thou canst do anything, it takes the valley of humiliation to root the skepticism out of us. Look back at your own experience, and you will find that until you learned who Jesus was, you were a cunning skeptic about his power. When you were on the mount, you could believe anything. But what about the time when you were up against facts in the valley? You may be able to give a testimony to sanctification, but what about the thing that is a humiliation to you just now? The last time you were on the mount with God, you saw that all the power in heaven and in earth belonged to Jesus. Will you be skeptical now in the valley of humiliation? That's the end of Oswald's text. Again, we see the tendency to want to be on the mountain and how easy it is to be excited about God while we're on the mountain. But when we come back down to the mundane, the routine, having to live our lives doing the normal things of life, it's not nearly so easy to live as though we were on the mountain. Yet that's exactly what he chooses for us to do. So our practice of his presence is the appropriate thing to do, to remember that while we're in the valley, he's with us just as he was on the mountain. And as long as he's with us, and he will do through us, actually do it for us, we might as well be on the mountain. So it's a matter of training our minds and our hearts to understand wherever he is, we are on the mountain, and live accordingly, as though we were physically on the mountain, because in his presence, we're spiritually still on the mountain.